ndoda kuverenga kubva kuna Timothy wekutanga chitsauko chechina.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Hanzi zvino mweya unoreva pachena kuti panguva dzinouya vamwe vachatsauka pakutenda vachitevera mweya inonyengera nedzidziso dzemweya yakaipa.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Vachinyengerwa nevanoreva nhema vakapiswa hana dzavo nedare rinopisa.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Vachidzidzisa vanhu kuti varege kuwanana nokurayira kuti vanhu varege kudya zvimwe zvokudya zvakasikwa naMwari kuti vagamuchire nekuvonga navanotenda vanoziva zvokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
One more scripture while we're standing.
Rimwe gwaro timire kudai.
Genesis and chapter 2 and verse
18. Genesis 2 verse 18.
This one we're going to read together, right?
Iri tichaverenga pamwe chete.
How many of you are ready to read this scripture with me?
Vangani vagadzirira kuverenga gwaro iri pamwe neni?
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes it means more when we read it together.
Dzimwe nguva zvinoreva zvakanyanya kana taverenga pamwe chete.
Right?
Amen.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word.
You may be seated.
We are concentrating or aiming at our young people.
Takatarisana zvikurusa nevechidiki vedu.
But the parents are involved in this message.
Asi vabereki varimo mukati meshoko iri nemharidzo iyi.
100%.
Zvizere zvakakwana.
Amen.
Amen.
So while the service is going on,
shumire riri kuenderera mberi.
You look at your children to make sure none of them is dozing. Amen.
Amen.
And we want every young person to be awake.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Say.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. I've got a few other scriptures, but we'll pick them up as we go. Amen.
Amen.
But our title, delivering them from the spirit of celibacy.
Kuvadzikinura kubva kumweya wepfunda.
That's better.
Zviri nani.
Chimborume.
Wechimborume.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. Chimborume.
Amen.
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 The oldest institution that we have among humankind is marriage.
Chatinacho pakati pevanhu kuwanana.
That is the oldest institution.
And chinhu chekutanga chakavapo.
And we find that in the Bible.
Tinozviwana mubhaibheri.
And this is when God conducted a marriage between Adam and Eve.
Ndo apo Mwari paakabatanidza Adam naEve.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, it was not Adam and Steve.
Rangarira kuti akanga asiri Adam na Steve.
It was Adam and Eve.
Akanga ari Adam na Eva.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not man with man.
Murume, ne murume.
Neither is it woman with woman.
Kana kuti mukadzi ne mukadzi.
Amen.
Amen.
But it was a man, one man, and a woman, one woman. Is that right? I want to stress that script, that what I'm talking about by a scripture. That's Romans and chapter 1, verse 27. Amen.
Amen.
Because these things, we need a scriptural base in whatever we are doing.
Tinoda gwaro rinotitsigira pane chipi nechipi chatiri kuita.
And likewise also, the man,
murume,
leaving the natural use of a woman,
akasiya nzira yemashandisirwo emudzimai,
burned in their lusts,
vakatsva mumwoyo mavo nekuchiva,
one toward another man,
vachichiva mumwe murume,
man with man,
murume nemurume,
working that which is unseemly,
vachiita izvo zvisingatarisirwi,
and receiving in themselves,
vachigamuchira mavari,
that recompense of their error which was meet.
Hanzi vachigamuchira mavari mubayiro weicho chiri chekukanganisa kwavo.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in a sodomite condition.
Tiri muchimiro nechinhano cheSodom.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet told us that Laodicea is a sodomite age.
Kuti Laodicea chizvarwa cheSodom.
And he also said Pentecost is a sodomite age.
Akati Pentecost chizvarwa cheSodom zvakare.
Is that right? And the scripture is, as it was in the days of Lot, who was living in Sodom, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Three things that show the signs of the end time. Amen.
Amen.
Number one is the sodomite condition. Amen.
Amen.
We are in the sodomite condition. Number two,
Chechipiri,
the cup of the Amorite filling up.
Mukombe weva Amori uchizara.
Amen.
Amen.
And number three,
Chechitatu,
the manifestation of the ministry of the Son of Man.
Kuratidzwa kweshumiro yemwana kumana womunhu.
These three are already fulfilled in our day.
Zvitatu izvi zvazadzikiswa muzuva redu.
We don't want to sweat and try to convince you that we are living in a sodomite age. Because you already know it. Our newspapers are full of it. Amen.
Amen.
Churches are fighting to ordain lesbians or to ordain gays as pastors.
Murume ari kuda kuwana mumwe murume anzi pastor, mukadzi ari kuda kuwana mumwe mukadzi kana kuwanikwa anzi pastor.
And churches are splitting.
Makereke ari kupatsanura
over an issue like that.
Nekuda kwenyaya dzakadaro.
Some want it and some don't want it.
Vamwe vanozvida, havazvide.
We will never involve ourselves in that.
Isu hatizombowanikwa tichibatikana mune zvinhu zvakadaro.
Because both of them are of the devil.
Nekuti zvese ndezva Satan. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not right anyway. Amen.
Amen.
You have to stand while Sodom was having Lot as their mayor.
Sodom payakanga ina Lot ariye mukuru weguta iroro.
But Abraham was in the plains of Mamre.
As Abraham akanga ari mapani eMamre.
He was not enjoying the pleasure and the goodness that Lot was enjoying in Sodom.
Akanga asingatombofadzwa nekufarira mifaro yakanga ichifadza Lot paakanga ari muSodom.
Amen.
Amen.
But Abraham was happy enjoying soda crackers and drinking brunch water.
Abraham akanga achifara zvake paakanga achinwa mvura yaanenge azunza mapazi emiti nechingwa chimupota hai.
And living on a meager salary. But having a lot of favor with God. I'll tell you what branch water is. For all our translators.
Amen.
That's an American term. It's not a British term. Branch water simply is untreated water.
Imvura inenge yangotorwa murwizi kana mutsime isina kumboiswa chlorine.
Amen.
Amen.
That's branch water.
Ndo inonzi branch water.
Is that okay?
This way.
So he was happy with that.
Akanga achifadzwa naizvozvo.
Praise God. We all grew up on branch water. Is that right?
Tose takakura kumushati chinwa mvura yemutsime.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Ndizvozvo.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
But some don't want to drink it because they're now living in town.
Vamwe havachada kuinwa, vakugara mutown.
I'm not going into that place.
Handisi kupinda mazviri izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
But these three conditions are already met.
Zvinhanho zvitatu izvi zvatovapo nechekare.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Everywhere around us.
Kwose kwakatipotseredza.
It's Sodom.
Isodom.
We have a few countries in the world, including ours.
Tine nyika shoma pasi rose tichibatanidza nedu.
That's still fighting that. That spirit. But it does not mean that we don't have them in our country. Amen.
Amen.
But that's the world we are living in.
Amen.
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 And wherever you go, you can all see that the cup of the Amorite is full. How can the lesbian demand rights to walk on the street half naked? As a whole group of people. It's out of sense. Is that right? But that's the day we're living in. It's a special day for them. Many of you must have read about Mardi Gras and all the different things in America. It's women that's walking, coming out of the house with nothing on their bodies. Is that correct? And we're having a lot of these people that's demonstrating and celebrating on the streets with almost nothing on their
body.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a sign to you, we need another world. That's different from this one. Amen.
Amen.
This one, we are vexed every day. But may God help us. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet told us when he was preaching marriage and divorce, he says, when Moses came,
and Moses Pakawea,
he was this issue of marriage had to confront him. Amen.
Amen.
And he met people with hard hearts. And you know how he approached the issue. He allowed them eventually to divorce and give the woman a letter of divorcement so that she can use it for remarriage.
Akavatendera nekuda kwekuoma kwemoyo yavo kuti mukadzi zvake apuhwa gwaro rekurambwa kuti kana achida kuzowanikwa awanikwe.
That's Paul's day.
Amen.
That is Moses' day.
Ndo zuva raMoses.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus in his day.
Jesu Kristu muzuva rake.
Not far from Paul's day.
Risiri kure nezuva raPaulo.
That issue confronted them again.
Nyaya iyoyo akasangana nayo.
Is that right?
This way,
and they had to address it and put people back into line again. Is that right?
This way,
and in this end time, that issue has confronted the prophet of the hour. Amen.
Amen.
And he had to preach a message on marriage and divorce. The title of his message was not polygamy, please.
Amen.
Amen. It was on marriage and divorce. Our friends who enjoy preaching marriage and divorce, they want to quote from that book.
Amen.
Amen.
But
they don't realize that one and many is mainly referring to animals.
Hanzi havacherechedze kuti mumwe nevakawanda zvakanga zvichitaura pamusoro pemhuka.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's a fallen condition.
Nekuti chinhanho chekuwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But the whole idea, the theme of the book,
dingindira rebhuku iri,
it wasn't so from the beginning.
Zvakanga zvisina kutombodaro kubva pakutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
So one and many is for beast.
Mukono mumwe chete nesheche dzakawanda zvinowanikwa kumhuka.
And the prophet says, a man without the Holy Ghost is worse than a beast.
Muprofita anoti munhu asina mweya mutsvene anoti akatoipa kudarika mhuka.
So when you receive the Holy Spirit,
paunogamuchira mweya mutsvene,
you come back into line.
Unodzoka mugwara kuva munhu.
How many of you believe that?
Vangari vanotenda izvozvo?
The Holy Spirit is the mind of God.
Mweya mutsvene ndopfungwa yaMwari.
It is the life of God.
Upenyu hwaMwari.
And you begin to live right.
Unotaka kurarama zvakanaka.
After you receive the Holy Ghost.
Mushure mekunge wagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is power to us.
Mweya mutsvene isimba kwatiri.
The Holy Ghost is the quickening power.
Mweya mutsvene ndo simba rekumutsiridza.
It is the power of the resurrection.
Isimba rekumuka kuvakafa.
Amen.
Amen.
Many things happen to you.
Zvakawanda zvinoitika kwauri.
After you receive the Holy Ghost.
Mushure mekunge wagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to put this first so that you understand what we're talking about.
Ndoda kuti ndizvise izvi kuti munzwisise kuti tiri pamusoro pei.
The prophet was talking one time.
Mprofita ari panemwe nguva.
About him being his father being Irish.
Baba vake vachive mu Irish.
And of course he was Irish.
Yeah, iyanga mu Irish.
And his mother was half Indian.
Amai vake vakanga vari half Indian.
And he says both of them
achiti vose vari vaviri
were full of temper.
Vakanga vazere nehasha.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
And now the Irish temper and the Indian temper came into one person.
Asha dzeku Irish nedzeku Indian dzakazouya mumunhu mumwe chete.
And he said, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I could have been a murderer.
Dziri nyasha dzisiri nyasha dzaMwari ndiri mhondi.
You know the story?
Munozivanyayavo.
Where he picked up his gun.
Pakatora puti.
After he got beaten up and mashed up by some boys.
Musina mangava rova nevamwe vakomana vakuvadzwa.
Because he was helping this girl carry the bag of books.
Nekuti akanga achibatsira musikana kutakura bhuku bag remabook.
These boys thought their girlfriend is going.
Vakomana vakafunga kuti kamusikana kavo kaenda.
And Brother Branham went to pick up his gun.
Ama Branham
ndokunotora puti. After he got beaten up.
Musina mangava rova.
He went right in front
of,
way, of the road which they were taking, says, who wants to die first? So that you won't see the other one die. He meant it. He wanted to kill them.
The
brother, he pulled the trigger. He didn't fire. Again, and the boys took to their feet. And with anger, he threw the gun down. Pew, it went. You see, he says God was protecting his servants. So this man was full of temper. Amen.
Amen.
But he said, when he received the Holy Ghost, that temper went away. That's true. That temper went away. After he received the Holy Ghost. And God proved it. One day when he was reading one of the meters in one of the neighborhoods. This woman came out of the house. And she started on him. You kinky-headed and blanket and everything. Brother Branham never did anything. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit is power to change. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, you talk to them and they don't feel like they want to be spoken of the way you are saying. They want to fight back. They want to tear your clothes. The wife can behave anyhow in the house. With a tantrum, she can stand up and make all the sofas upside down. Cover the men with the carpet.
And
she goes to the kitchen, takes all the glass.
Otora ma glass ese.
Breaks them on the floor. And on the porcelain plates. Everything is down. And she breathes in and out fast. And the mouth is quivering. Who do you think you are? But the following morning,
he
says, hey, what has happened? Why didn't you hold me when I was breaking these glasses? Where are we going to get the money to buy all these things back? Is that what temper can do?
Ndozvo zvinokwanisa kuitwa nehasha here?
Amen.
Amen.
Sweeten your temper with
prayer.
Itakuti
hasha dzako dzipere kupurikidza nemunyengetero.
You're not praying enough.
Hausi kunamata zvakakwana.
This is why that temper is ruling you.
Ndokusaka hasha dziri kukutonga.
Amen.
Amen.
You can overcome it.
Unokwanisa kukunda.
Though you were born with it.
Kunyange wakaberekwa nadzo.
But you can overcome it.
Unokwanisa kudzikunda.
You mustn't let it rule over you. Don't tell your husband. Don't pass this line, please. When you're talking to me, please just talk to me nicely. The moment you talk about this and this and that, I'm ready. No. That's not for you. Believers don't do that. Allow people to walk over you. Let them step over you and remain a Christian.
What about Christian?
Is it possible? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You hear people talking about you. You phone everybody until you don't have airtime again. Why did you talk to me? Who else did you talk to? Everything. You want to know.
Amen.
At the time we're saying, the reason why people don't talk about you, you mean nothing to them. Is that right? But if your life has got an impact on anybody, they're going to talk about you. Good or bad. Some talk about the good, some talk about the bad. Because your life has got an impact. Is that true? Amen. But let them talk. What else are they going to talk about? But for the one who is talking, remember, if you don't have any good thing to talk about your brother, keep quiet. Because the moment you begin to talk, we've got an enemy, the devil. He's going to give you more missiles, more things to talk about against your brother. Are we believers? Yes. We take the word of God so that it might work on us. But what I'm looking at is, when you receive the Holy Ghost, it cleans your spirit. It cleans your soul. Is that right? It directs all your five senses. And the Holy Ghost is the one that is ruling in your life. Amen.
Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, you will never be taller than what you are. Is that true? You will never change complexion because you receive the Holy Ghost. The body remains the same. The same ear, the same nose. But the one who is on the inside is now controlling what you hear. Is now controlling what you must see. Is that right? Then he is the ruler of this whole body. Both outside and inside. Is that true? Then, brother, I want you to be convinced. If the prophet was talking about temper is not on the flesh. Temper is in the spirit realm. Is that right? All you inherited from your parents, apart from your complexion and face, is in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
If your father was a thief, you also become a thief. If he was a fighter, you also become a fighter. Until you receive the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Are we seeing the bridge? Amen.
Yes, sir.
That stealing spirit won't pass over. Because the Holy Spirit is putting a barricade. The Holy Ghost says, stop here. You can't continue again. Is that true? Can I go further? If your father, forefather, back and back and back, was polygamous. When you receive the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir.
it can pass.
Is that true?
It will never pass. The only way it can affect you is when you walk out and accept it to, for yourself. Is that right? You will never be polygamous. Amen. Didn't the prophet say that you get baptized, that's justified, sanctified, and baptized of the Holy Ghost, and the devil can't get you? You are too far from him. Say the only way the devil can get a hold of you is when you break out of the fence to go receive him where he is. Then he becomes your brother.
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know the things that makes a person polygamous? It's not because of money.
No.
It's lust.
Kuchiva.
Many times people say the African man, when he has money, the next thing is he'll buy a car and he'll add a wife. But we know of many people who don't have money who have added not only one. So the issue is not money, but it's lust. Is that right? But when you receive the Holy Ghost, the same barricade of the Holy Ghost will not allow your father's lust to jump over to you.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Did you hear him?
You are free from all that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You become a believer.
Unenga,
to worship God.
Uchinamatamari.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
In the way God loves.
I, nenzira yomari yavanoda.
Praise God.
Marvarumbizwe.
I want to read a quote. Because you know what I'm approaching. There's a spirit that we want to cast out. Amen.
Amen.
It's not just a talk we have today. It's a deliverance sermon. Deliver us from evil. Lord, help us. The door inside the door. I'm reading on paragraph 8.
Paragraph 8.
And I always tell my young couples like this, that happiness does not consist of how much of the world's goods you own, but how contented you make yourself with the portion that's allotted to you.
Hanzi asimufaro unoya pakuti iwe unogutsikana sei pachikamu icho chakapuwa kwauri.
Says that's right.
Hanzi ndizvozvo.
Who allots?
Ndiana anopa
that portion.
Chikamu ichocho.
Is it the brother?
Iya mhere.
Is it his parents?
Vabereki vake here?
Is God.
Ndimwari.
God knows what you must have. And when he gives you, you must be content. Because happiness does not consist of how much of the world's goods you own. Amen.
Amen.
But how contented you are, you make yourself with the portion that's allotted to you.
Asi unoenderana nekuti iwe unopa kugutsikana pachako sei pane zvinhu zvawakapuwa iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Sam.
So I believe Almighty God is able to help us this morning.
Ndinotenda kuti Mwari wemasimba ose vanotibatsira mangwana nano.
We have a lot of bachelors, senior bachelors in the message.
Tine vakomana vakawanda vakura vasati varora vari mushoko renguva ino.
I don't know what they're still doing.
Handizivi kuti vachiri kuitei.
We don't have a scripture that's stopping them from getting married. Amen.
Amen.
We also have a lot of senior ministers in the message. I'm not only talking about this group here. I'm also talking to the ones who are listening to what I'm saying. away from here. God doesn't want you to remain in that situation. God is not happy with your condition of celibacy. Did you know that there's a spirit that is holding you from crossing the bridge into marriage? Yeah, I'm not expecting your amens when I'm speaking about this. Because I know these are pressure points for you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Wonk.
Do you know what is happening?
Muno ziyara zviri kuitika.
The devil doesn't want these guys to get married.
Satana ndi kuti vanhu varorwe.
The devil wants them to remain on this other side and become mischief makers.
Anoda kuti varambe vari kurutivi rwu vozotanga kuita misikanzwa. Amen.
The bridge called marriage.
Bridge rinonzi kurorwa kana kurora.
Is a very fearful bridge for many people. It takes the grace of God for a young man, young woman to cross this bridge with grace. Many have been eaten by crocodiles when they failed to walk on this bridge. But I want to encourage you. Amen.
Amen.
That you desire to cross this bridge well. And while I'm talking about this, I want you to know. This is all to do with marriage. Because the same devil who wants to keep other people in celibacy goes cross over to the married people and try to dislocate them so that the devil will bring them back again to celibacy.
Satan mwechete anoita kuti ava varambe vasina kurorwa ndiye mwechete anoenda kune vakarorana unovakanganisa kuti vadzoke kuchiereji. Yes, Sam.
You get what I'm saying?
Mabata here zvandiri kutaura.
In your married homes, you couples, I want you to listen to this. When you get into a hitch and you don't seem to be understanding one another, a lot of times the devil comes to whisper to you, you made the wrong choice, young man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one. Remember when you were busy choosing, you should have taken that other one. That one cooks better than this one. This one smells better than this one. This one is more polite. And we see the brother now, he goes into his library, he looks for marriage and divorce.
Akuenda mulibrary make akunotsvaka book marriage and divorce.
And he's busy reading on that one. And he opens up some pressure points in the book. Underlined.
Underliner.
And he leaves it on the table when he goes to work. So that the sister can read and check what is this guy reading about. And sister knows I'm not here too long. This guy wants to go. When a man is doing that, you know what? His mind is on somebody else. Because God wants you to be two and separated. Amen.
Amen.
And the moment you seem to be finding fault in one of them, the devil is bringing a crack. And whenever there's a crack, something else is coming in. The only way you can stop cracks is to believe that God gave you that partner.
Yes, sir.
She is God-given. He is God-given. Is that right? And when God gave you that woman, she's the only one that can satisfy all your needs. Amen.
Amen.
She's the only one who can adjust with you. Brother Jeff, you remember adjustment, right?
Amen.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
When you become too big, he's the only one that can understand you. Sister, do you understand that?
Amen.
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 When he becomes too thin, she can understand that. When teeth are getting few in the mouth, she's the only one who knows how to cook for you. Everybody else does not know. Amen.
Amen.
So God knows how to adjust. And he'll give you the right one. So the devil
Satan
wants you to believe she's the wrong one. But remember this. When you come into hurdle in your marriage, the only thing that you must remember, we have agreed in all these other things. God has given us a hurdle, we must jump this one. Find how you can jump it so that you can also agree on this one apart from all the other ones you agreed on. The devil
Satan
doesn't want you to remain the same in your married life. This day, we have a longer queue on the divorce courts and very short queue on the married courts. And America is leading them. Amen.
Amen.
But however, every country in the world has got the same. Amen.
Yes, sir.
May God help us. Did you get this scripture we say? And God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Amen.
Amen.
You married brothers, when your children seem to be getting a bit too old and you are fighting over your razor, on your razor to shave
your beard.
All right.
Amen.
There's one language there. This guy must go.
Kutumkoma na maakuti chigero ndinda tanga kuchwa na sakande changu gachi baende.
Because that guy must start his own home. Is
that
right? When your daughter seems to be asking you too many questions about your recipe, and you begin to be fighting over the pots and over the stove, it's a sign. She must go.
Amen.
That's the only solution. Don't bring that daughter to me. To say, Pastor, we seem to be having... There's only one solution to that. Is that right? Yes. And if this young man is busy bothering you now in the home, Daddy, what did you do with your salary? What didn't you buy this? Why didn't you do this? I also need a shirt. That's a sign.
Chiratizo.
Get out of here, young man. Start your own home.
Tanga imbayako.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. This is what we can talk about, right? But the problem we have, the devil wants to make sure that our children are deep in mischief. What's making you enjoy remain a bachelor all these years? Are you telling me you're not normal? Because if you are normal, you must marry and start your home.
Kana uri munhu anongo munhu sevamwe vanhu vose rora utange imba yako.
Some of the reasons you give us.
Dzimwe dzezvikonzero zvamunondipa.
I don't have enough money.
Handina mari yakakwana.
Did you eat last night?
Madeko wakadya here?
Yes.
Wongo.
You could have shared that dinner with a lady.
Ungadai uine mumwe mudzimai wakanga uchitodya chikafu ichocho pamwe chete naye.
So at least you can buy you can have dinner.
Kana ukakwanisa kuva nechikafu chaunava.
You can have dinner at least.
Unokwanisa kuva nechikafu chaunodya.
You can share that with somebody.
Unokwanisa kugoverana pamwe neumwe munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
All the in-laws, they want a lot of money.
Anati zvaronda mari yakawanda.
Who told you that?
Ndiyena akakudza.
Who told you?
Ndiyena akakudza izvozvo.
That the in-laws, they want a lot of money.
Anati zvaronda mari yakawanda.
Who doesn't know about the money issue around?
Ndiyena asiri kuziva kuti mari iri kunetsa.
I'm going to ask a question.
Ndichabvunza mubvunzo.
Please tell me the truth. You brothers that's married. How many of you have finished paying lobola? How many of you have finished? Complete. Can you look around? These are the only brothers that finished paying lobola. Only. Only. I'm not going to ask for those who have not finished. Because you know. Amen.
Amen.
But this is the idea. Your in-laws. They are not like okay or some of these installment companies that will tell you that every month you have got to pay this. If you don't do that, we're coming to recover our goods. I haven't seen an in-law that comes to take his daughter and children away. It's not possible. Alright?
Amen.
But did you notice we've got even older brothers who did not raise their hands? To a point that even their children are getting married, but yet he has not finished. Do we find that?
It's happening.
But,
Asi?
Brother,
Ama?
You are a believer.
Uri mutendi.
If you promise your in-law you're going to finish,
kana wakavimbisa kuti uchapedza,
please go and finish.
Inda unopedzisa. Amen.
Please go and finish.
Inda unopedzisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you are leading your wife into temptation.
Nekuti uri kurisa mudzimai wako pamuedzo.
Amen.
Amen.
She has got certain discussions which she is having with her parents about that money that you haven't paid. And they're telling her to hide a little bit and give them this other way. I'm not saying it happens among you. But if it is happening among you, you don't do that. Amen.
Amen.
Your husband is a believer. He's hearing what I'm saying. If you're not sure whether he's hearing, just look at his face. He's going to finish, right? Amen.
Amen.
Money is not the problem. For you not getting married. No, I don't believe that. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe it's a spirit that wants to keep you on the bench. On the bachelor's bench. On the bench of spinisterhood and celibacy, whatever you call
it.
Think about it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh me, I don't have a house. So that we can start home like this, like this. I'm going to shock you. Many young ladies today, when they are given a choice of a husband. They want somebody that is driving a car. They want somebody with his own house. Somebody who is changing suits coming to church. That's the one they are looking for. But you see, that doesn't work. Because your love is on material things. When that man is out of job, it means your love also goes. You love the man. The man. Not his clothes. Even vice versa also with the brothers. Is that right? That doesn't work.
Is
the person you like. That person that is important. Amen.
Amen.
Because life changes. But love must not change. Amen.
Amen.
We have a lot of senior brothers here in this church who were staying in one room when they got married. Not before. They got married and they were staying in one room. That one room was the dining room. It was the kitchen. It was the living room. It was a bedroom.
Ne bedroom.
But sisters today, they want to go and investigate where this young man is living. They would rather send other brothers to say, please go and check where he is staying. And please write down what he has in that room. The
place.
The size of the stove.
The
size of the bed. The sofas and everything. Checklist. So he comes back and tells this sister, it's one little, very old, two-plate stove.
Two-plate stove.
He made tea for me, but it took 30 minutes before the water boiled. And then, is that so?
What in this way?
Nothing. You cut. You say, you tell this young man, brother, I'm going to pray for you that God is going to look for. God is going to give you a proper wife for you. But the Lord never told me it's you. But meanwhile, the devil is fighting this guy and is fighting you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The devil is fighting our young people. Amen.
Amen.
Please, brothers, I'm going to ask you for a big favor. How many of you brothers lived in one room? Stayed in one room when you got married.
One room.
I'd like you to stand. I want these young people to see. One room.
One room.
Even in the balcony, are you seeing?
One room.
Those guys are still standing there. One room.
One room.
Even Brother Mawango, one room.
Brother Mawango, one room.
Do you see that? Brother Mtasa, one room.
Brother Mtasa, one room.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah, we also, why don't you keep standing? Yeah, look at that big man. Brother Tsikirai.
Brother Tsikirai.
One room.
Like from one room.
Brother Daka.
Brother Daka.
One room.
One room.
Murukona
Revisa. Do you see all this?
Yeah. Look at those guys at the back. One room.
One room.
Brother Derera, can you imagine?
Brother Derera,
one room.
Thank you.
The reason why I ask these brothers to stand. I want you to see today these brothers are not in one room. Some of them have got more than one houses. But their wives accepted. They asked the man, where do you live? Number sorry and so, 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 so. Whatever, whatever. Said, that's where I stay. She must have asked, how big is your house? And they said, one room.
One room.
Says, if it is one room,
can I one room?
I'll fit there.
Yeah,
if you fit there,
can
I'll fit.
If
you are eating, I'm going to
eat.
If you're using a paraffin stove, that's what I'm going to use. But today, tell a sister one room. She'll say, I know, brother. It's not me.
And this scene.
Maybe God is going to reveal somebody else to you, but not me. Do you see it's a spirit? If it was right for your brothers, for your fathers, why is it bad for you? The other time I was talking to some young couples. Here is a little girl who is interested in this brother who already bought his own house. The way he wants it, he built it up. Right? He put his own sofas and he put in his own curtains. Furnished the kitchen, furnished the
lounge
the way he wants. And the girl says, that's the man I want. Okay? We won't say, don't take that one. But I want you to understand this. When you go to that home, yes, you are telling everybody else, that's my house. By virtue of marriage, it's now my house. But we are not able to remove that thought at the back part of your mind that you are a visitor. You are a permanent visitor. Yes? You had no contribution in the plan of the house. No contribution in the color of the sofa, of the bed and the size. Whether therapeutic or
post-therapeutic,
whether it's a mat, you had no contribution even on the car that is parked on side, outside. So you are a visitor. But the woman that will rejoice is the one that's in the planning stages with this young man. The plan of the house,
plan yemba,
she's also contributing.
Aripo.
Is that right?
Ndizere.
Where the bricks are found,
zvidhinha kwazvinowanikwa,
choice of the builder,
kuti achavaka ndiani,
choice of the color of the house and the mortar,
color yemba ne chizvese,
where you buy, whether you want a ceiling,
munoda here ceiling,
whether it's Chinese ceiling or whatever,
Chinese ceiling kana chii,
she's involved.
You understand it?
The color of the carpet, she's also involved. Amen. The kind of the sofas, she's involved. So when she says, it's our house, there's nothing at the back. Is that correct? Sister, are you getting me? Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm doing? These are the high thinking ideas. Far-fetched. That thing is not existing. You will never find a young man like that with everything that you are thinking of. You are going to make our young men lie. He's coming to church with uncle's car. And he'll tell nobody that is my uncle's car. And you think it's his car. Wait until he's married. When you marry now, then you're going to see where the car is parked. But what he wanted is done. Gone. Finished. So you are living in a theoretical kind of courtship.
Wakurarama courtship yezvinhu zvekumbofungidzira zvipo.
Hey, yeah, somebody was telling me a story.
Mumwe munhaindudzanya
of this man who wanted to appear big.
Pamusoro pemurume aida kuratidza kuti iye mukuru.
Before his girlfriend.
Pamberi pemusikana wake.
He took this girl to show the parents, but he went to some suburb and to show the uncles. This is my father, this is my
mother.
Some big suburb. But the actual parents are way in the deep rurals. He wants to show his wife that my parents are in some suburban area. And they had a powerful wedding. He was borrowing money from the company. Company and the bank and everything. Just to show off. Buys himself powerful suits and buying the wife also nice things. Going to a honeymoon as though they will never come back home. He was showing off. But this young man started stealing from the company. Just to make sure that life must continue. Young man will be arrested. Sister, you're going to remain alone. Until after so many years, he comes back from prison. He's no longer the same person. Are you getting what I was saying? Young man, get away from that bench. Amen.
Amen.
You must marry. It's a spirit. Remember, it's a deliverance service. Amen.
Amen.
Get delivered.
Zikinurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister refuses boys.
Amen.
Sister. This one comes, I don't want. This one comes, I don't want. This one comes, I don't want. Do you know what will be happening? She has got somebody that she is waiting for to come to her. But somebody else comes. She says, I don't want. Another one. In 30 years. From 25 maybe up to 30, you are refusing all of them that's coming.
25.
And eventually that one that you were thinking of stands there with somebody that's not you. You're going to sleep on your bed. Head up. And your tears are meeting here. All those brothers have moved on. There's no more reverse. Is it possible? Does it happen? Yes. The prophet. I didn't bring the quote. But he speaks in one place. That sister, make up your mind. That man is going. Accept him before he goes. Because once he goes, do you know opportunities don't come every day? Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Opportunities don't come every day. That's the time we say, opportunity is like a whole big gear, which is going around like this. Is that right? And there's a little mark only on one of the gears.
So
when it comes your way, remember it's a junction that you have really got to pray about. Meditate about. Because when it goes, maybe it will come back after 20 years. This goes together with business also. Business opportunities, they don't come every time. No. All other opportunities, they don't come same time. Amen. But you have got to make sure when it is your opportunity, it is your time, think again. Walk nine times.
No.
You make a proper move.
Unonyatso famba zvakaringana.
After you think about it.
Mushure mekunganyatso fungisisa pamusoro pazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
I've got this other quote which everybody knows.
Ndine quote iyi inozikanwa nemunhu wose.
I'm not going to read it.
Handisi kuiverenga.
But we find this in Choosing a Bride.
Asi tinoiwana mubhuku rakanzi Kusarudza Mwenga.
Brother Branham married two couples. Amen.
Amen.
The other one, maybe I can read this other portion. Okay. Let me start maybe from paragraph 87. Choosing a bride. And there was a boy working up there. There was a boy working up there with him from
Indianapolis,
about 100 miles above Jeffersonville here,
100 miles
where I live. And he said to my brother one day, he said,
Doc,
he says, I'm going to get married. If I just had enough money to pay the preacher, I got enough money to get my license. I already got my license. Amen. I haven't got enough money to pay the preacher. Doc said, well, my brother, my brother is a preacher.
Mukoma wangu mparidzi.
And he may marry you.
Amen.
Amen. He says, he never charges people for things like that. He said, will you ask him if he will marry me? I believe you all know we never charged anybody on marrying you.
Amen.
Amen. We have a number of marriage officers here. None of them has made you to pay. Is that right? I heard of one marriage officer in some of the denomination. Before he comes to your wedding, he needs a suit for himself. He needs a suit for his wife. He needs $400 or fewer.
$400 or fewer.
Then he will come. Lunchtime, he needs a full chicken roasted for himself. You take these things for granted, huh? Yeah, but we do it free of charge. We don't ask a cent. Is that right? Why?
Say.
The prophet never asked for anything. This is why we do that. Amen.
Amen.
But if you feel like you want to help any of our marriage officers in their fuel, if you are wedding far away from here, go ahead. Is that right? Because the Minister of Justice allows us to charge.
Do you hear that?
We are allowed by law to charge.
Tinotenderwa nemutemo kuti ticharge.
But we haven't asked for it.
Asi hatina kumbozvikumbira.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brother Alton raised his hand. That's fine. I was waiting for him to.
Amen.
Well, that night, my brother asked me, I said, it has never been married before. Neither one of them. And everything is all right.
Just
checking on either side.
He
says, well, yeah, I'll ask him. And say, if it is, tell him, come on down. So when Saturday come along, and this boy came down. Been a great thing for me.
So
always look back upon this. Rainy afternoon. And old Chevrolet car. With the headlights wired on. With the bailing wire. That drove up out front. So you're not the only one that uses wire and rubber.
Okay?
Yeah, in Africa, those are the easiest tools to use.
Africa,
wire and rubber.
Wire and rubber.
All right.
Amen.
So just a while after I had lost my wife, and I was batching, two little rooms, and Doc was up there with me, waiting for me. Brother Bram had two rooms, are you seeing that?
And you want to sit luxuriously. And he was married. That's where he was.
But
he started from
and
the
And a boy
side.
Got out of the car. And he certainly didn't look like a groom to me. Or would to anybody, I guess. Yeah. Buy a pretty good pair of shoes for $1.50. And he had on a pair was running over. And his trousers was really baggy. And he had on one of those old moleskin jackets. I don't guess some of you older people would remember. It looked like it had run through a washing machine without being rinsed. And it was straight, tied up like this, and the corner up. Please, brethren, I want you to listen to me. I'm not saying when you are looking for marriage, you must look for a man like this. In case you might get out of this building saying, Pastor is saying, look for a poor man.
Ungazoti wabuda munoti pastor varikuti tsvaga murume murombo.
God has got poor men, he has got rich men.
Mwari ane vanhu varombo nevapfumi.
He has got middle somewhere there also.
Nevamwe vari pakati nepakati.
Amen.
Amen.
But we're talking about your attitude.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pehunhu wako.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But Brother Branham said this kind of marriage never got out of him. When he saw a man like this coming to be married. Our sisters, if there's no wedding dress and all these other things, she'll say, forget about me. Yeah? Some of them will say, if you don't bring a cake, if there's no deco, there's no engagement. Some standards are too high for the young man. It must be the same, right? You must agree. If he is not able, he is not able. If he is able, he can do it. Is that okay? And a little lady got out of the side. With a little, some of them, a little checkered look dress.
I did a dress, check.
I don't know. I made a mistake on calling that kind of goods. One time, gingham. I believe it's called.
And
so, it was, I said, I said wrong again. I'm always doing it. She got out of the car and came out of the steps. And when they walked in, the poor little thing, I guess she just about all she had was a skirt. And she didn't have no shoes. Hardly on. She had hitchhiked from Indianapolis down. Had a little hair hanging down back in long kind of plaits down and back. I looked very young. And I said to her, are you old enough to get married? She said, yes, sir. And she said, I have my written permission from my father and mother. And she said, I had to show it to the court here to get my license. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, your parents must be involved in you getting married. You don't elope. In the message, we don't elope. We want consent from your parents. Is that right? So, before a preacher writes you the marriage certificate, it all depends. But sometimes he would want this license he's talking about is called a marriage license. So the marriage license will help you give, will make sure you'll be given the marriage certificate.
License inokuvane chokwadi kuti upuwe marriage certificate.
Amen.
Amen.
In America, any age that the parents accept.
America,
she can be married at 14.
In 14.
In America.
Ku America.
Amen.
Amen.
But our government says 18.
Inot 18.
Is that okay?
This way,
so it doesn't matter how much you want to get married.
As
sister,
your way. Amen.
In Zimbabwe.
Muzimbabwe.
If you marry a girl that is 16.
Ukarora mskana ne makore 16.
17.
17.
And all the other years back.
Nemamwe makore tichidzika.
15 years in jail.
15 makore 15 ku jail.
It's not allowed.
Azvitenderwe.
In our country.
Munyika medu.
So it all depends. It's country to country. Is that okay?
It's not going to nyika nenyika ine mitemo yayo yakasiyana.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've got this liberty to talk about this because I'm a marriage officer anyway.
Ndine kusununguka kutaura izvi nokuti ndiri marriage officer.
I said, all right.
Ndikati zvakanaka.
I would like to talk to you a little bit before we perform this wedding. So are you still awake on this one? I won't be too long, right? They sat down. The boy kept looking around the room. Needed a haircut real bad. And he kept looking around the room. And he wasn't listening to me. I said, son, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. He says, yes, sir. I said, you love this girl? He said, yes, sir, I do. I said, you love him, asking the girl. Yes, sir, I do. Now, have you got a place to take her after you marry?
He
said, yes, sir. You don't take your wife to your father's place. You must be free. Go look for a room somewhere.
We want to teach our children that.
Because some of you are budgeting on your father's house. It's not yours, it's your father's house.
Amen.
Are you getting that? Because you're bringing your wife to your home so that she'll fight with your mother in your presence.
You hear that?
Because the kitchen has got an owner. If she doesn't clean the floors the way mama wants, problem. Then you're going to say, mama doesn't like my wife.
Get away from them.
One room.
Go and find a room.
Where you go?
Where you stay by yourself.
Muruzinzwa.
You hear that?
Because you want people to fight. Because no woman cooks the way the other one wants it. No, they can never be the same. They'll fight over the pots. You don't cook this in a pot like this. You need a smaller one for this. No. I was told that rice must be in a pot like this. It's already fight. So, do you have any way to put this woman? Then you move away from your father's house. And you go and stay somewhere else. One room or two rooms with that girl.
And
is it?
Isn't that so?
I said, all right, now I want to ask you something. I understand you're working up here with this PWA. And he said, yes, sir. That's about $12 a week.
$12 per week.
Said, you think you can make a living for her? He says, I will do all I can. Amen.
Amen.
I said, well, that's all right. And I said, now, what if he loses his job, sister? What are you going to do? Going to run back up home to mama and papa? She says, no, sir. I'm going to stay with him. Is that right? And I said, what, sir, if you have 3-4 children, nothing to feed them, and you haven't got any work, what are you going to do? Send her away? He said, no, sir. I'll struggle right on. We'll make it some way.
But
the Brahman says, I felt little. I've seen them. I've seen that he really loved her, and they loved one another. I married them. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this wonderful? He says, I'll work.
We
will make it somehow. Brother, this challenges a lot of our young brothers. Because some of them who are not married,
it's not
because they don't want to marry. But the thing is, they don't want to work. You ask them when they got at least $1. Just $1 like this. They're begging around. Brother, can I please have $1? Brother, may I please have $1? And you want to marry and keep a wife? I know what you're going to do when you marry. Because you are always begging. You're going to send your wife to beg also. And you are exposing her. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Young man, look for a job. You must work. Some men don't want to put on an overalls. They will never do that. They don't want to put on gumboots. Do you think money comes easy? No. Money does not come easy. Some people, you give them a job. Brother, I went to that gentleman, I asked him for a job for you. So he says, you can come. So you can go and work. And he goes there. After 2 weeks, he comes back. Pastor, it's too hard. That job is too hard. But it's hard for everybody. Do you want money free? Just coming without you working? You cannot do that. Because other people, they just want to get money, finish. Working is for somebody else. We don't
know.
The Bible says, if you don't work, you never eat. We've got people here. They've got a normal job. But outside their normal job, they're even working harder than what they're doing at that normal job. You visit them at their workplace. When they are doing extras. Brother, you will forget them. They've got a monkey head this cold weather. And they're in overalls. And very big and thick gloves. They want to work for the family. You can't even work for yourself. Let alone the family. We've got a whole bunch of lazy brothers who don't want to work. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But how else can I express that? They don't want to work. Some people, they just want a white collar job. They don't want the dirty kind of job. Brother, when you come to church, you are not dirty, is that right? But out there, you are working. Amen.
Amen.
You must have a culture of working. Culture of working. Meaning, you meet anybody and ask for a job. Is that right? It's very easy, man, brother, to look for, to get money from people's pockets. Not pickpocket. You buy the shaving kit. There are brothers here who don't have shaving kits. Is that right? You go to Brother Namu.
Brother Namu.
Can I come to your house? I want to shave your head for $2. Now, he knows it's dollar somewhere else. But this brother, because he's coming to give me a good haircut, it will work out. Some people don't want $2. They want to start off with 10 plus.
10 is 10 ambere.
What's wrong with your mentality? You know an ocean is full of water until people can drown. But the water that fills up an ocean comes by drop. Did you know that? Did you ever think about it? A whole big river. It's a collection of many drops. Start collecting drops, my brother. Is that right? It will work out. Yes. Some of these American brothers who are coming here, ask them what kind of job they're having. You are shocked. Because you are going to see that you've got a better job than them. They buy a Hoover. They just go to the bank and get money to buy a Hoover. And he goes from job to job. Monday I'll come in and clean up. Monday afternoon I'll come to you. Tuesday morning. He's got a schedule. And that's how drops are coming. But somebody wants to sleep and wake up 10, 11 o'clock. When he wakes up, he's thinking of where to borrow. Brother, I'm going to look for money. Look for money. You want to look for money from where? Don't do that. Some people already know. If brother so-and-so comes to his workplace, he's coming just about lunchtime. So that you can eat his lunch together with him.
Don't have such a habit.
Your children are going to copy what you're doing. Hey, why am I...
Amen.
But brother,
Ama?
You work.
Shanda.
All the times you are not at church, try to put something there to work. Is that right? Don't try to put work schedule on a service day. No. Because you need to be serviced also. And keep working and living for God. Is that right? And if you want God to give you more jobs, pay your tithes. Is that right? Pay your offerings. Things will work. Is that right? I asked this other brother in America, I said, brother, how are things? He says, brother, I've got a machine to cut hedge. So I look around for people that that want to have their hedge cut. To you, that's a poor job. What are brothers going to say when they see me cutting hedge? There's something wrong with you. But at the end of the day, he's got money. And you are
loafing.
He says, after that I go, I've got a washing machine. I go to these old couples, from there I go to that, I wash their clothes, I come back the following day to iron and everything else. He says, but the one thing that I know, I pay my tithes. And God gives me more jobs and contracts. Zimbabwe, brother.
Zimbabwe.
Aha. Amen. You want to sleep?
Unoda kurara?
Wake up.
Muka.
And work.
Ushande.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't give the devil the fault.
Usape Satan mosha.
I'm not working, so you know, father-in-law wants a lot of money. Work first.
Tanga washanda.
Amen.
Amen.
Because do you know? Whatever situation you get into in your life, God is going to supply for you.
Yes, sir.
We have another agency in this world that is encouraging celibacy by force. I'm sorry, but it's United Nations.
Amen. I see United Nations.
Yes. They don't want you to marry. If you get a job somewhere out of the country, they give you accommodation for you only, not for your wife. Because if you are married, that's going to be a lot of money for them. Yeah. UNICEF. All these other agencies. Amen.
Amen.
Their job is to destroy family. And to make sure you enjoy celibacy. Amen.
Amen.
Today, you are equipped with fighting power. Amen.
Amen.
No agency, no devil in hell is going to keep you a bachelor again. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Nobody has got a right to do that. Is that right? Because God is the one who said it is not right. It is not good for the man to be alone. And God made him a helper. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So, young man, this is not the end of my message. This is part one.
You know, part one.
Part one. I'm coming back with part two.
Ndichadzokane part two.
Amen.
Amen.
Of deliverance from celibacy.
Yekudzikinurwa kubva mukusarora kana kuroorwa.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil is your enemy.
Satan ndiye mulengi wako.
He wants you to remain a bachelor. And these are the guys that will never leave the cell phone down. And you are going into all places in your WhatsApp and on
internet.
And you are seeing a lot of funny stuff on there. These guys are into pornography. I know you are quiet about it, but this is it.
Yes, sir.
And your heads are so rotten. You come to church. You doze. You don't even think of getting married, because when you look at pornography, you are satisfied. Get away from there.
Yes, sir.
Become a brother again. Leave those things to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
when you marry, you don't need pornography. Even if you are not married. It's all for the believers. I got a question one time from the young couples meeting. Pastor, what's wrong? Me and my wife watch pornography. What? In the message. You don't do that. Is it, what are you trying to do? What language is that?
Amen.
Whether married or single, pornography is
for Sodom. Yes, I am. Amen.
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 This is why you don't want to marry.
You
don't want a woman around you. Because you've got her in your mind. Because of pornography. Are you saying what I'm saying? Yeah.
Amen.
We ask you, old brother. I'm asking what is satisfying you. And you don't want to marry. What is it? What is occupying you? Until the desire to marry goes away. I'm asking clean language. But you know what I'm talking about. You know my question.
Amen.
What's preoccupying you? Until you're even getting bald headed and single. You are getting gray. Some of your age mates have got 4 or 5 children. You are still going home alone. Kombi alone. Coming to church, you want one seat. It doesn't work. Amen.
Amen.
That is the area that is giving us problems. These guys who don't want to marry. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
when you marry brother, sister, hold on to that marriage vow. Don't you ever imagine or think or dream of going back again to bachelorhood. Some people say, no, look, I quickly got married before I enjoyed my bachelorhood. What? Who told you there's joy there? There's no joy. Cooking alone, brother. It doesn't work. Because when these guys are so set in their way of cooking, in their way of ironing, when this lady comes in, she doesn't cook the way this guy wants. It's already problems. She doesn't iron the way this guy wants. Let her come before you are set in your cooking styles. Let her come. Let her come. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of part one. God bless you. Let's stand upon our feet. You go home knowing it's a spirit. It's never a choice. It's not a choice, please. But a spirit called celibacy. We know where that spirit comes from. When you want to divorce her, that same anointing comes to take you back again on the bench to do what there. May God help us. Amen.
Amen.
We need the Lord Jesus to undertake for us. I saw the light. How many of you know that song? We want to sing that song together.
Amen.
No more in darkness.
And this is Siri Murima.
Praise God. No
yes,
more in some of these
and this is Siri
funny stuff that the world is giving. Amen.
Amen.
How can you marry when you have gone through all the mischief that can be spoken about in the world? You never enjoy that home. No. before the devil attacks you this side, jump over. Cross over. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to take care of you. I saw the light. Jesus has found me, he gave.